The race for Central New York's 22nd Congressional District, which stretches from Binghamton to Utica, is heating up. Incumbent Richard Hanna and Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney are competing for the Republican Party nomination in June's primary election. We heard from Tenney yesterday. This morning, Monica Sandreski speaks with Hanna about his congressional record and working in Washington.
This is your second time up for re-election. Why should you be re-elected?
One of the things we do here, and we have done, my first 2 years, I had more work pass the floor, become law, than every other of the 100 new members. We've made our work in the district the hallmark of what's great about this job, helping people. But we're getting back to people in 48 hours. We've helped thousands of people with veterans, IRS, Social Security, immigration, you name it, Small Business Administration. I put myself in a position on different committees to really make the most of it for where I live. I'm chairman of contracting and labor in small business. I'm vice chair of railroads. I'm vice chair of hazardous materials and pipelines. I've pushed hard for the Keystone pipeline. I'm also on the Joint Economic Committee, and we are engaged.
What's one of the most significant things you learned about the way Congress works during your first two terms?
How badly it doesn't work, how dysfunctional it is, how hard it is to create consensus, how the extremes of everything control so much of what goes to the floor, and how kind of eager people are to get their own way. And right now we've got a situation where the far left and the Republican Party have deep, deep disagreements. So you find yourself in a position where you really want to get things done, and we have so many things we need to work on.
What do you see as the most important issue in your district?
We are killing businesses. We're forcing people out of the state, just like we're forcing businesses to leave the country with our tax code and other reasons. New York, when I came back from college in the 70s, late 70s, it was a place I knew I could build a life, build a business. And I was fortunate. I started with nothing. My dad died when I was 20. I had my four sisters and mom. But I was eager to come home. I love the Adirondacks. I'm a pilot. I love to fly around up there. But I can't do that anymore. Why can't you do it? It's because we took our prosperity for granted. We spent all the good things that built our state.
You're fairly socially liberal. You co-sponsored the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which prohibits job discrimination based on sexual orientation. Do you think you're isolating yourself from your more conservative Republican constituents?
Not at all. Not at all. Look at the Supreme Court decision. Who was right? Who was wrong? And it's the way we're going in this country, and it's the way it should be. You know, I think the true definition of a conservative is, frankly, just staying out of people's lives, not getting more involved in their personal lives. And I support personal freedom, just like I do gun rights.
This is an unusual race in that it looks like there will only be a primary and no Democratic challenger in the general election.
I think that Democrats are waiting for 2016, when Hillary Clinton likely will run, and the Obamacare thing, they hope, will be off the table one way or another, and I get that. And maybe the thing that sets me aside is I'm not here talking bad about people. I find common ground where I can. I try to be very civilized, very thoughtful, and deliberate in my speech. I'm not out here making enemies.
It's Monica Sandreski speaking with Richard Hanna, who's running for a third term in Congress. He's facing fellow Republican Claudia Tenney in June's primary. You can hear interviews with both candidates on our website, wrvo.org.